Mario Brothers.
I got followed by a Twitter account about someone who wants to finance a sequel, who's like, we have to make a sequel to this, and kept telling me all afternoon, it's like, don't worry, it gets better. Like,
yeah, they made it sucky on purpose so that the second movie could be less sucky, just like Superman.
Well, they're going to bring in all the other things and deal with the consequences.
All right. Are we ready? Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes. Let's get this over with. Let's do it.
Because of Dino Hatton being destroyed, I don't have to pay.
I don't have a narration for this one. I'm not going to do my Dan Castellaneta and start with a narration this time.
Yes, you are.
Is it in Microsoft Paint? Because that's what the...
First there was dinosaurs. Then the incomparable came. And after that, the world exploded.
Yeah. All right.
The end.
But Steve, you should do that during the show.
Here we go. I just might.
All right. I ask for opening statements. Does anybody have anything to say? Oh, I need to
introduce. Are you
going to
introduce us to the nice people? We talked over your intro.
Yeah, I have. I have. I've been editing superhero podcasts, so I did just watch this, actually.
I just have three words for you. Kenneth Branagh's Pong.
No.
I'd watch it.
Yeah?
How many roles would he cast himself in?
Both of them.
Well, he's the paddle.
Well, somebody's got to be the ball. Is that Emma Thompson?
That's Emma Thompson, yes.
The ball is the camera. It's a point of view movie.
Oh, I see. I'd watch that.
I imagine a meeting with a screenwriter reading the first draft, where they're like, why is there all this stuff about putting in 25 cents? Well, you know, like in video games. No, these are home video games. They don't put in quarters.
The original Mario Brothers was an arcade game.
Oh, yeah, I played it in arcades.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, and this, as we've seen, was before they were declared the Super Mario Brothers.
This is what made them the Super Mario Brothers.
After we found out about their alternate dimension shenanigans, and the old newsman declared them Super Mario Brothers.
That's right.
Plumber alert.
Oh, yes, plumber alert.
This is, I think, the saddest we've sounded at the end of a Rocket Saves Reception.
I honestly had one of those moments watching this movie where I realized I could never be one of the hosts of the Flophouse. Mm-hmm. Because this movie destroyed my will to live. It really
You can't subject yourself to this on a regular basis.
I do want to point out that on the IMDb page for Super Mario Brothers, the second user-created list is most disappointing movie based on video game.
It's a long list.
Wow. Yeah, this is the worst. This is the worst of the Rocket Surgery movies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
So far.
Really? I think the core is worse for me still.
You are so smart and reasonable about so many other topics. How can you be so wrong about this? Die in a fire.
The core has a basic competence in just the level of like holding a camera.
Now this
does not have.
Yeah, the core is funny in its ridiculousness in a way that this movie is not funny in its ridiculousness. Yeah,
the core there is no pleasure to be derived from this movie.
Yes, defend the core. Defend the core.
Wait, stop. Everybody stop. We're playing into Tony's trap.
This is what winning feels like.
He's just sitting up on the throne as we do the lightsabers back and forth.
Watching all those video game movies finally paid off.
You guys haven't even gotten into the Uwe Boll video games movies. Those are video game movies by a guy who hates video games.
and the world.
And movies. Yeah.
Those are video game movies that were allegedly made as some kind of like tax dodge. So, yeah. Good times.
Well, the title suggestions that I like here, we have Chekhov's Ba-Bomb.
That's a good one.
Trust the Fungus.
Yep.
No.
Plumbers.
No.
And devolved into a pizza. I do like that one.
Chekhov's Ba-Bomb.
Trust the Fungus is the name of the Twitter account that's trying to get the sequel made. So
wow.
They tweeted me just to agree that there should have been more mojo.
Do you think that's real, David, or is that like performance art?
I hope it's performance art. Oh my God, I hope.
Has Mojo been in other films? I think he acquitted himself quite well in his movies.
I went to his Wikipedia page because I was like, you're in movies? He is in a couple movies.
He's not in movies. He's in this.
Most of the movies he's in did not merit Wikipedia pages, so that tells you about.
Here's the complete Mojo Nixon actor's filmography. Great Balls of Fire in 1989. Rock and Roll High School Forever, 1991.
Sure. Oof.
Super Mario Brothers, 1993. Car 54, Where Are You? 1994.
Oh, God help us.
Rainy, 1997.
No idea.
Butt crack, 1998.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sensing a trajectory
here. A four-course meal, 2006.
Oh, that's not where I wanted the trajectory to go from butt crack.
No.
And in the film Paper Cut 2, he plays Toad.
Hey.
Paper Cut 2.
That's probably a pretty funny
working
reference.
Title for Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
The description is a loser gamer must change his life or risk losing everything he holds dear.
Hmm. Awaiting five votes. Not even five people in the world.
No, that's like a fan film. Super Mario Brothers fan film by Trust.
And yet
Fungus.
Somehow Mojo Nixon was available to drop by and reprise
budget,
his classic
$20,000.
Yeah. Well, check off
craft services.
You're
mean,
welcome, Jason.
They might just show a clip of Super Mario Brothers.
By the way, my recently viewed IMDb page is a horror show. Thanks to this movie.
I have some good news, though. Sony Pictures was in talks for the Super Mario Brothers movie rights, but they haven't closed the deal yet. So
fuck you, Sony Pictures.
That's the good news. It's not closed yet.
So Sony wants a Nintendo property so they can make a movie worse than Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just their goal is to put Nintendo out of business.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll just re-release this film.
Can you imagine? Blu-ray. Bring on the Blu-ray.
Man, just can't even get anamorphic.
Remaster, just restore it and Blu-ray. Put in all the CG stuff. Just refine everything.
An impassioned fan will spend
Russ Edges.
Years of their lives working on that. That would be...
The story of this is almost as tragic as the making of Brazil, so I want to see the 3-disc Criterion set.
No.
So we'll regroup here in a couple weeks to do the scene-specific fan commentary.
Will we, Jason?
For Super Mario Brothers,
what
will
be our next?
I think our spirits are finally broken.
The rocket surgery gods.
You don't want to do the scene-specific Super Mario Brothers commentary?
No, I think we should watch another bad movie. That's my...
Okay,
I don't think this movie warrants it. It's not worth watching. It's boring.
It's not interesting enough.
Such garbage.
It doesn't make you want to comment sardonically.
Thanks, Monty's Cube Ball. You have a lot to answer for.
Look, I work on.
Look, Monty, it's
Xbox
your wall. I'm not saying it's you.
It makes sense to have a video game movie.
And you
up
wanted
there.
To pick the worst one. That was the.
Well, that was available.
Scarecrow Video had a big poster sale. It was all mid-90s.
How many of your crimes are explained with a story that starts with Scarecrow Video?
Had a sale.
I'm telling you, Dr. Moreau will...
We'll come back to it.
You can't have a Dr. Moreau movie with no House of Pain.
Yes.
So we
are there posters that you got from the gas station where you normally buy your DVDs? Because maybe we could go for one of those.
Bonnie, are you in a safe place? Blink.
I was. Now I'm being attacked.
No, he wants to know if you're in a safe place or if you're free for attacking. No, I'm not. Oh, well, then attack.
Monty, what percentage of your life
llamas.
Is done under duress?
Llamas! 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s we've done. So we got to go back in time. 60s, 50s.
They made movies back then?
You know.
Yeah, I think he produced a spreadsheet. I think Mr. Rosensteel put together a nice spreadsheet.
It's not fun if there's not a spreadsheet.
Yep. That's right.
Is that a sheet or a doc, Joe?
It's a sheets app doc thing. I don't know.
Answer the question, Joe. Answer the question.
Yeah.
Very evasive.
I put in the movies that had been recommended by Helene and Steve, and so it can be updated by anybody.
Hey,
go knock yourself out.
What's it called?
Oh, yeah, that would probably be relevant.
That's a funny name.
It's on the internet. You can find it.
Yeah. Just start Googling for shared links.
I'm just not seeing it.
Google Helene and Steve movie recommendations, and it'll.
Now that we're no longer
broadcasting. What was it recommended? We're still on the live stream. Are you going to tell us terrible secret things?
Yeah, screw those guys. I would like to do a dramatic reading of Bob Hoskins' interview with the Guardian.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
The worst thing I ever did, Super Mario Brothers. It was fucking nightmare. The whole experience was a nightmare. It had a husband and wife team directing whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. After so many weeks, their own agent told them to get off the set. Fucking nightmare. Fucking idiots.
Nice. Bob Hoskins is the Penguin.
Yeah.
Well, he did say he wanted Danny DeVito, or he thought Danny DeVito would play him if there was ever a movie based on his life.
And he also said the most insulting thing anyone ever said to him was, "Are you Danny DeVito?"
Oh, yeah. Here it is. The Astro Zombies. I think John Carradine's in that. Barbarella.
He's probably in all of those.
He's from Batman the movie. You know, but that
is that. I mean, some people hold that in a place in their Batman hearts.
That's kind of
that might. You got to watch out for the Batman followers.
It's intentional.
A well-organized religion. You got to.
I know the Church of Batman.
You know, I would have thought that before the four-day superhero poop that we just took.
Screw those people.
We only got one person sending us awful tweets. That was it.
Yeah, shark repellent. Also,
the rest of them were cosplaying.
True shark.
But see, it's like Batman the movie. It's intentionally silly. Yeah. It doesn't. I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah, I don't. If we're doing 1960s movies, I would again argue for Land of the Giants.
I see.
Oh,
I see.
Yes.
Day of the Triffids. Day of the Triffids a classic? Is it bad?
Yeah, I thought so.
Village of the Giants. Okay. Excuse me. Village
the one
of the Giants.
Bo Bridges
and Ronnie Howard and Tommy Kirk.
Yeah. Oh, that was a Mystery Science Theater one. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is. And Tony Basil is apparently in it.
Mm-hmm.
That actually has my favorite 5-minute stretch of any MST3K movie.
Really? I saw that on when I was growing up in Los Angeles. I saw that on Kitla's Sunday movie for a Sunday afternoon when your parents let you watch too much TV. And that's a bad movie. I would recommend that.
I was going to suggest Vampire Men of the Lost Planet, but that's 1970.
Yeah.
That's I Can Make You Blue, I Can Make You Green, that one.
I believe Rat Finkaboo was on the list.
Women of the Prehistoric.
If we can get something that streams, that's great, so people can watch it after. I mean, think about all the people that are going to listen to this podcast and then not be able to watch the Super Mario.
It does stream on YouTube. It streams on YouTube. It's on YouTube. That makes it streaming. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally legit. Mm.
Not really, but yeah.
Well,
yeah. For our purposes.
Totally legit is what
I'm nobody saying. Legit uses the word legit.
Yeah. Oh. I'm
that MC Hammer.
I'm too legit to use the word legit. Yeah,
sorry, Monty. John Carradine. You have only watched the first half of the MC Hammer story. You don't know how that turns out, so spoilers.
House of Chocolate.
Yep.
Maybe you could break it down for us.
What could go wrong? Probably they'll just be money forever.
And yes, I think his use of the phrase "stop hammer time" was amazingly prescient, because it took about another week.
John Carradine was
before they stopped hammer time.
Was in the Astro Zombies.
He was in an episode of Wonder Woman I just watched where he plays a brain in a jar.
That's the part he was born to play. In Billy the Kid, he's in Billy the Kid versus Dracula as Dracula.
Surely there's a Roger Corman movie from the 1960s that we could...
I mean, there's no bad Dracula movies, right? That's a...
That's a lot.
Where is the Google Doc?
Love at First Bite, Dracula
it's in the
Loving
Skype
It.
Thing.
They're all great.
Dracula
3D. It's in 3D, Joe. That makes it better than just a 2D
that makes
movie.
It better.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's an extra dimension that the other movies are missing.
As someone who's worked on stereoscopic movies, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make anything better.
Makes it all better.
Oh man, here's a good one.
I thought there were some 50s ones in there too, or is this just the 60s?
I think
the Raven from 1963, which is a Roger Corman movie with Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff, Jack Nicholson.
And if you think this movie was only vaguely related to its source material,
oh man,
oh yeah,
yes, Dr. Craven is the son of a great sorcerer now dead, who was once himself quite skilled at that profession, but has since abandoned it. I would watch that movie.
Yeah, but is it certifiably bad?
It is not. It's not good.
It's a classic.
It's Roger Corman.
But it's Roger Corman doing Poe. Those are good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as good as Roger Corman.
If no one feels pain while we're watching it, it doesn't count. Someone has to be sad.
Now, my favorite bad Roger Corman from the 60s would be Viking Women versus the Sea Serpent. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Which was also a Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, that was the Waffle episode.
That's the Waffles episode,
Waffles,
right?
I think Wild Wild Planet looks strong. I think Frankenstein versus the Space Monster looks fairly strong.
Yes.
Wow.
I like Space Monsters and I like Frankenstein. I feel like what could go wrong?
I think the name Rat Finka Boo Boo looks fantastic. I have no idea.
I'm concerned about that one.
That's one of the
golden when I was little.
Oh, that's a fake Batman, basically.
This is off by 1 year. The Tingler from 1959.
Oh,
with Vincent Price.
Put that on the
50s
list.
Yes.
Because we're going to get to the 50s, right?
The 50s are legit.
I just watched a documentary about William Castle, so I'm interested to see his many terrible movies.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Matinee with John Goodman?
I have not, but I understand that's basically him.
Yep. It's inspired by him.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's fun.
Oh,
are we almost done? Because I have
stills from
dinner.
That looks
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, let's
yeah,
wrap
go
this
ahead,
up.
Monty.
All right, I'm out.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Send
Good night,
me a
everybody.
Goodbye.
Plumbers!
Plumbers!